Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
Tonight we're joined in studio by people also from Daveyton, also using sport to galvanize the community, but this time a different sport. We're talking athletics as we gear up for the Daveyton Hearts Athletics Club Mayfield 10 kilometer challenge, which is coming up soon this weekend on the 22nd of September. They join us in studio, Ntombi Mphahlele and Sipho Ngcasana from Daveyton Hearts Athletics Club. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening everybody. Good evening all listeners.
Hola, hola, Msubudi. Hey, all the people from Vuta.
Hey, abantu base Vuta bafikile. Abantu base D-Town.
Oh, yeah.
well, let's start from the beginning, because I guess we speak a lot about the importance of community clubs, and we've seen in the last few years the resurgence of community clubs. There was a time where it was unfashionable to run for your local Kasi club, and we saw a lot of people who maybe grew up in a certain area. You move up, you move on, which is a good, important part of life, but then you feel, I'm living far. So, you know, what can I do? I'll join the club where I'm living, close to my house. And so those clubs started to suffer, and many of them even were forced to close their doors. But in the last few years, we've seen a growth, a resurgence in these clubs, and Daveyton Hearts is a perfect example of this. What we've seen over the last 3-4 years has been magnificent. Ntombi, maybe you can tell us a little bit about the history of the club and how we come to be where we are today. We're having a race where for many years things were quiet.
Muzibudi, thank you very much for the opportunity. Daveyton Hearts is one of those clubs that started very many years ago, I think in the early 2000s. And yes, we're in 2019 and it's a very, very different club from what it was back then. So back in the days, it was just a club where you come, get your license, get your vest, and then you just run, you know. And from very many years, members did not know each other. There was really nothing to it. And I must say, they tried hosting this annual race. It wasn't as successful.
I remember around the 16th of December there, yes, by the prison in Modabi.
Right. So I joined the club about 4 years ago. And I think we've been running this annual run for the past 4 years.
So why did you join the club?
Well, first and foremost, I needed to get fit. You know, after varsity, I was like, yo, all the weight that I've gained. And yeah, I was doing my article, so gym was a bit expensive. And running is free, guys. So first and foremost, I wanted to start getting active.
But why Daveyton Hearts? There were lots of clubs that you could have chosen from. Why Daveyton Hearts?
First and foremost, more than anything else, my heart is in being able to build my community. So at Daveyton Hearts, I remember I knew the chairperson back at in those days. And yeah, he was like, yeah, there's a Daveyton Hearts. And I was like, okay, let's join. Let's see. But more than anything else, just wanting to impact and be a part of community projects. And for me, Daveyton Hearts was one of those, organizations in which I can get involved in terms of being able to be involved in the community, being involved in trying to resolve the issues that are facing, especially our young people, when it comes to substance abuse, when it comes to drugs, when it comes to just not having a vision. A lack of vision is what kills a lot of our young people. Yeah. So for me, joining Daveyton Hearts was one of those where, yes, at the first, when I joined initially, it was just, yeah, go and run. But then we started a WhatsApp group, and then I told the administration back in the days, I'm like, guys, we don't know each other. I'm seeing these blue vests when we're running. We don't know each other, and I was very much a part of making sure that members get to know each other.
And because of your bubbly personality, it was easy for you to do.
Of course.
And we'll get to some of the specifics around community development and the work that you're doing, especially with some of these young athletes who I see now are getting better and better and are doing very well at races. Some of the juniors even beginning to place, and the ladies. But Sipho, you've been nodding your head throughout what she said, especially around the question of why Daveyton Hearts. So for you as well, why Daveyton Hearts?
Funny enough, I was recruited by a friend called Mawetu. He's been a member for a very long time. So he said, come and join this club. It's community based. I think we can do great things. There were bigger programs that we wanted to initiate in Davidton, but joining Davidton House was one of those first positive things that we thought we could do in changing some of the things that are happening in the township. But of course, like in Dombey, losing weight was one of them. But more than anything else, I've realized that running, besides the running part, it's a social club. Mm-hmm. You meet interesting people. People are coming from different backgrounds who would shape your thinking and become a better person. In these 3 years, Ndombe only has been for 4 years, I've only been for 3 years, but in these 3 years, we've done a lot of things. We have learned from members who are coming from humble backgrounds. So we then said, as much as we are born and bred in Davidton, as much as we move out of the township, living in the suburbs and all, but we still need to go back because our parents are still there. Mm-hmm. We need to do as much as we can to contribute positively to the township. So everything that we have done in formulating or in changing the strategy for the club, it has been for the benefit of the community. So the youth initiatives that you're referring to now are because of those strategies.
Let's hear about some of those youth initiatives. Sorry to cut you off there. Sipho Ncasana and Ntombi Mphahlele joining us in studio here on the home straight, talking about Davidton Hearts Athletic Club and some of the work that they are doing in community development in general, as this is the show where we administer the message of the transformative power of sport, and they are good examples of how sport is being used to change the lives of young people. So let's talk about some of those community development initiatives, especially those targeted at the youth.
So we have a very fast-growing development team. It's made up of very young people who are still young individuals who are still in school. Basically, what we try and do is to ensure that not only are they doing well in terms of athletics, but we make sure that we give, you know, academic advice, career advice, and we believe in living a very balanced lifestyle where you're able to not only just look at your life in terms of sports. So if you speak to a couple of young people that I speak to Ryan Phahlele all the time, and I'm just like, school is key, school is important, because then at the end of the day, a lot of our young people are, you know, because they just think, oh, sports is what will either get them that paycheck or whatever. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You need to be able to say, look at my life, look at what I've been through.
So you're playing a mentorship role.
That's very big. And we've also asked some of our members to be able to, you know, fund some of our young people in terms of, because some really do come from humble backgrounds, and we have to at least pay for their race numbers, pay for their licenses, pay for their vests, transportation. So those are the things that we try and make those dreams, you know, realized for our young people. We try and connect them to superstars to say, guys, the sky's the limit, you know, dream. I mean, one of our young people was like, I want to run Olympics at some year. Those are the dreams that's what pushes us to sort of try and say we need to influence young people, and even those that are not even in the athletic sphere. For instance, you know, we're engaging with a school right now, mm-hmm. where we're like, we just want to come and give career advice, you know, because we've got professionals within the team,
yes.
that are able to sort of say, hey guys, these are the subjects that you need to study. So those are some of the projects that we want to get involved. We just want young people to dream, you know. We just want to be able to say we are that example, and yes, we may not have these perfect lives, but guys, we can live a drug-free life. We can live a life where we're able to, you know, to work towards our dreams. So,
yeah.
So that's the type of culture we try and inculcate within our team.
And you've got, of course, as you say, a lot of professionals, including people such as Khumutso Mokoena, who is a celebrated football journalist,
yep.
and he's from Vuta as well. And also started to try and lose that belly fat from all the nice cold beer, but also an important part. And so all that you're talking about, some of this does take funding. A lot of it does take funding. And because there's funding for the transport for the kids and all sorts of things. And is the race that's coming up on the 22nd of September the main vehicle for fundraising for the club? Do you also take donations from members? How do you fund these various activities?
Okay. In terms of funding, we don't have a primary sponsor. We've been relying heavily on people that have been very generous to us. Just to name a few, Mayfield Square, when we approached them last year to say, we have this idea that we think can mobilize a community, are you prepared to back us? Fortunately, the lady who's in charge of marketing said, your concept speaks to our mandate as an organization. Mm-hmm. We will see to what extent can we be able to support you. And believe you me, some of the things that are cost or line items in our balance sheet, they were able to cover them.
Wow.
We were quite surprised that, you know, a corporate like Mayfield Square taking a risk with a club that is growing with just a simple concept. But over and above that, you know, we've been getting support from a number of organizations, whether it's a church. There's a beautiful church in Davyton.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Streams of Living Waters Church. The pastor there is also a member. He has drawn all of his family members to come and run, not only run, but even support financially some of our members who are struggling. Mm-hmm. We've got small businesses also from Davyton. There's an undertaker company called SSVN. Those guys have been supporting us. This mm-hmm. year, they're going big.
Oh, wow.
Some of the trophies that will be given out to our winners are sponsored by them. But over and above that, the municipality, of course, Ekurhuleni, has played a huge role.
Yes, because it's expensive to get Metro to close the roads. That's the huge, biggest part of your budget.
Believe you me. So those stakeholders have played a very, very important role in us achieving what we achieved last year and hopefully achieving beyond for this year.
Tell us a little bit about what you achieved last year, because I was chatting to Ntombi and she was talking about how she was, you know, moved emotionally at the way the running community came out and supported this very new race on the calendar. Because, you know, runners sometimes look, man, the race is a thing. No, I've already got my calendar. People sit in the beginning of the year and plan their races well in advance. So how did last year's event go?
Okay. You probably have had this experience just before the gun goes off. You see people, you know, excited, jumping around, you know, warming up, just getting ready for the race. That little experience was an achievement for us. Obviously, like any big event that we tried to host, there were challenges that we experienced. But the fact that people came at the end of the race and said, well done, that was the biggest tick on our planning. So we have learned a lot from that. And this year, I think we are promising to go bigger. We have a lot of, fitness instructors that are lining up. They are pushing themselves to say, I want to be on that podium.
Oh, yes, to do the warm-up.
Aerobics, yeah. And all of that. You know, we've got exciting guys from Davyton, you know, just to name a few, your Mavusana, Mavreka, who are going to be there, you know, entertaining people. We've got Nsegi Majoro, who will be there entertaining people. We've got Tsiye Lipokwane, who will be making sure that not only do we just run, but to complement that with just fitness living. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot that I can say in this few minutes, but I think we have achieved a lot thus far with minimal resources. But of course, if I was to say, would call upon every entrepreneur or business person that is in Davyton or Benoni or surrounding areas to keep on supporting us. You know, the one beautiful thing that we have received thus far is support from other athletics clubs,
mm-hmm.
like your Tembisa. Tembisa Mile has been backing us from the beginning. The mere fact that Donald would come and say, I will announce at no cost, it's a plus for us. When you have your Katlehong Athletics saying that we'll bring the biggest bus ever, when you have clubs like your Manoni is saying that we have been noticing your progress and we want to back you up, and every other club from Guatemala, Foslaras, and everything else. So it means there's something good that we are doing mm-hmm. in promoting not only the race, but, you know, the social cohesion in the township. And I think with these little things, what Ntombi has said earlier, we can have a positive impact. Likelihood the next best, Olympian will come from Davyton.
We look forward to the day. The voice of Sipho Ngasana, they're talking about uvuselela umphakathi. Work being done in Davyton by the Davyton Hearts Athletics Club, speaking about their Mayfield 10-kilometer challenge happening at the Mayfield Square this weekend, the 22nd of September, and it's at 7:30 there. You can find all those details. Where can you find those details, Ntombi? Online registration at entrytime.com, and the start time is 7:30, and that's where you can enter the race. A parting shot then, Ntombi, you've told us about the journey to get here. when you come back in 5 years' time, because now you've got a race that is fully subscribed and you have to turn people away, where do you hope, what is your hope, your dream for Davidson Hearts for the next 5 years?
Well, first and foremost, one of the things I dream or envision that would happen in Davidson is to have safe streets where people can walk, can run, can exercise without any fear. That for me is because then people would have been conscientized of you know, runners and athletics. So for me, that is the
And we often take that for granted.
We
take that
for granted. So we've lost so many friends on the road. And for me, it's obviously communities are not made aware, or they just, I don't know, whatever it is. But
and then our townships are dark, the street lights don't work.
Our stadium, if that, you know, Isnaba Stadium is still, you know, a dream to see it having, you know, the best facilities that we can have, where we can go and we can exercise without, you know, being scared. So that for me, if you know, in the next 5 years we can achieve that, and just growing in numbers, I think there's so much potential. There's huge potential for Davidson Hearts, even to impact the community. So we are looking at different other projects. So if I can look back and look at this baby that has grown to have affected the community, that would have brought love in families, for me, and just to impact the young people. I mean, I think more than anything else, young people need to dream. And we are here to make sure that, you know, we remind young people not to just say, I am from Ikasi, and there's no jobs, not to focus on the problems. We are here to say there are solutions, we have information, and tell us what your plan is, and let's see how we can get you there.
Beautiful. Wonderful conversation. How the time flew with these two in studio here, Ntombi Mphahlele and Sipho Ncasana. Thank you so much for joining us, and all the best for the race this weekend. Remember, Afropolitans, it's at entrytime.com. You can enter 7:30 on the 22nd. So after watching the box, then you can go there and run your 10 kilometers as we get ready for the Soweto Marathon. And we've got to do Tembisa as well, and DK. So we've got to do all these races as we get ready for the Soweto Marathon. Thank you so much for joining us, and all the best for the weekend.
Thank you very much
for having us.
Oh, that was beautiful. And all the best to Davidson Hearts Athletics Club. May their good work continue.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.